Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jill Schlesinger with us live this morning from Jill on Money. Weekends, 4 o'clock here on WBEN. Jill, this has to be maybe one of the most distracted days to be at work, right?
Yeah, it is. Although, aren't we so... We shop so often at work. I mean, it used to be, of course, way back when Susan and I were young lasses, that you would use your boss's internet to shop on the Monday after Thanksgiving. Why? Because they had fast internet and we didn't. We had dial-up. And so... Is he like looking, scratching his head, dial-up? What is dial-up? I know. It used to be a thing we had.
I remember downloading stuff I wasn't supposed to be on a dial-up internet connection.
Right.
Trust
Pipe
me.
Pipe down, youngin'. So anyway, now it is truly different. And we do shop all the time. But it is amazing to me to see some of these numbers. You know, Black Friday sales online at $7.4 billion. It's almost a 20% increase from a year ago. And by the way, Thanksgiving broke a new record as over $4 billion for the first time online. And of course, today is going to be massive. It's going to be $9.5 billion. All of this is to say that the growth of online sales really growing very quickly, double digits, continues to be double digits. And we are kind of waiting to see what happens in the stores. We know foot traffic was down on Black Friday, but, you know, that's one day and we'll have to see. It was also quite weather dependent on that foot traffic.
Yeah, you'd imagine that. And I would just imagine that foot traffic is down. You know, Jill, it's been, I feel like, years since I've seen a good trampling video on Black Friday.
Oh, gosh, aren't you terrible? That, you know, maybe it's because everyone's buying, you know, frozen things online. I think that the whole weekend, in other words, has become has become a little bit of a frenzy. But many more people are being smart. What are they doing? They're saying, "Let me shop online, and then let me pick it up in the store." There's an acronym for it, and I love it. It's called BOPUS.
Yes. That's my new favorite thing.
I know. I said it on national news on Friday night. I giggled when I got it out of my mouth, and so that was a little embarrassing. But buy online, pick up in store. Isn't it brilliant? The retailers, the brick and mortars are saying, wait a second. People want to shop online. That's fine. Come to the store, pick it up, and guess what? Maybe they'll walk in. Maybe they'll buy something else. There are some locations where they'll put small items in little lockers, and they'll give you a combination. Some of them are curbside. I don't care. Once you are in your car and at a actual store, it's tough not to walk in and say, let me peruse what's going on.
That's true.
So smart.
But if you're in a hurry and you want something, I mean, that's the best way to buy something because you can go when it's convenient for you to get it.
That's right. And also, the other part of it is, you know you have it. And for those people who have ever experienced that horrible, like it's December 23rd and you're wondering where your package is and it was supposed to come on the 20th and you're like, wait a minute, where is it? And so if you want more control, that's how you get it. And, you know, look, the other piece of it is, for some people, you may want to open up that item, try it on, see it, feel it. It's kind of good. That's the beauty of brick and mortar. That's the advantage they have over online. And they're using it. It's very smart.
So we're, you know, used to looking at these numbers. They're maybe a good economic indicator, I guess, you know, how we're feeling as a country. If we're buying more, we must be feeling better about our spending power, right? You know, what do these numbers really mean for the economy as a whole and for Wall Street, too, down the line?
Well, I think it has – it's funny. Wall Street is, you know, new record highs for U.S. stock indexes. So I'll deal with that first. And that's less about the retail season. It's more about the fact that the trading community believes that there will be some phase one deal with China. Now, this is something worth watching because – on December 15th, if there is no deal, there is supposed to be another round of tariffs that go into effect that the U.S. will place on Chinese goods, and these are consumer goods. So if that were to occur, that might change the trajectory of Wall Street. What it says about the economy is something that we've seen all year long, and that is the consumer has done the heavy lifting for the economy. And I think this is incredibly important. 2019 will be the year that everyone remembers that consumers worked hard, they got paid, they didn't make a ton of money, but they did spend money. Businesses have not spent money this year, and it's a strange thing because the businesses got the bulk of that tax cut back in 2018. They spent money in 2018. They pulled back in 2019. They didn't spend nearly as much, but what they did do is they bought some of their stock back. They were able to give more dividends. That was good for their stock prices. So really, this is telling us consumers are feeling employed. They are employed. Unemployment near 50-year lows. And they're spending some of their money. So yeah, we'll see whether or not they keep doing it.
Hey, with that December 15th date looming, are there things that you should be buying now in case they're subject to tariffs?
Well, I hate to tell people to go spend. Oh, yes, go spend. This is like the worst. This is, I'm going to lose my CFP certification.
But if they're spending
that
anyway.
If you're spending anyway, I would say that there is going to be a slew of things that are on tap. And a lot of them are electronics. A lot of them are some of the things that you would be buying anyway. That said, only if you're buying them anyway, right? Like not like, oh, yeah, I really do want a new tablet. Oh, I really do. No, not I want. I know that I need to replace the tablet that I dropped and it shattered. I might as well buy it before December 15th.
Okay. So,
oh
we'll,
my God, I hear you whining.
We'll keep an eye on that. I added another thing to the card as you were talking right there, and I've got it
you
all
know,
under control.
Don't forget, if you're putting together Jill's birthday Hanukkah present, which is just around the corner, I liked that mustard that I got in Buffalo. What
some
was
Weber's mustard?
Yeah, that was delicious.
Oh, the horseradish mustard.
Yeah,
we can ship
easy.
Some mustard.
I might have to get a Buffalo Bills hat also.
Jump on the bandwagon,
Jill. Plenty of room.
No, no, no. I told you that I was that was the only New York fan. So as a New York Jets fan coming into this weekend, I said you're all suckers if you're buying into this team. That's why I said no Jets. It's all about the Bills. I'm telling you, it's my new favorite team. Ever since I went to Buffalo, you guys sold me.
Hey, all right. Well, you're more than welcome.
Jill, we thank you for the time. As always, Jill Schlesinger, Jill on Money. Can hear her show every weekend here on WBEN and giving you some good tips for the holiday shopping season.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.